Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And now we've reached the point in the show where Josh Ohnson reads the peculiar, the bizarre, the comical, the odd news with Ohnson. Odd news, Ohnson. See what we did there? The odd news with Ohnson.
All right, it's time for everybody's favorite segment, the odd news with Ohnson. Josh, hello.
Hello, John. How are you?
I'm fabulous.
Wonderful, wonderful. We begin in Denver. The NBA Finals last night. Oh, my goodness. What a time. What a great night it was for that fan base. And how does any fan base in Denver celebrate a large victory?
I think I know.
It would be with weed. That's right. A lot of weed last night.
It's legal there.
It is.
I don't know if you've heard.
I have heard. The party outside of Ball Arena was one to behold, and the Denver ABC affiliate did a great job of describing the surrounding scene and the smell as the local broadcast did a live report from Brooklyn's, a sports bar just 50 yards outside the arena. The, the guy's out there, he's doing his live hit, and he says, folks, it smells like victory, sounds like victory, smells like victory, and legalization.
Well, hey, there's the old phrase, when in Rome, do as the Romans. When in Denver, do as the Nuggets, I suppose, right?
I guess. I mean,
If you're into that sort of thing.
If that's your thing. Let's see. I believe I have the audio here. I'll have to. Got to mute that. Got to bring that over here. It's so much to produce this show. I'm amazing.
It feels like victory. It sounds like victory. It smells like victory. And also legalization. And they're having a great time out here. Denver's,
hey, just be careful, bud. Mr. Reporter Man. I don't know his name. There may be corporate drug tests in the future, so just steer a little bit clear of that. You don't want the contact high.
He seemed incredibly caught off guard by it. Like I didn't anticipate this. This doesn't happen in my circles.
Maybe this is a poll question. You tell me. Are companies in Denver drug testing for employment? Like, could you even get, like, would you be able to employ anyone if you're still drug testing for employment?
I wouldn't think so, right? I mean, like, not that everybody's doing it, but you're going to limit yourself. And in today's climate, why would you limit yourself to employees that you could potentially have? If they can fool you, the employer, yeah. Who are you, the employer, to say, no, no, we don't need you here. We go to the spelling bee. From last night.
Oh, we mentioned this yesterday.
We did. Dev Shah, 14-year-old from Florida, won the Scripps National Spelling Bee. Shah's winning word was, and forgive me, a big dum-dum if I mispronounce this, samophile.
Okay.
P-S-A-M-M-O-P-H-I-L-E. A noun that is used to describe animals and plants that prefer to live in sandy soil environments.
All right. There you go. Word of the day, samophile.
Yeah, you got the double M, that's going to trip you up.
The
you
P get, at the beginning.
Yeah. There's a lot of potholes in that one. Shay, an eighth grader from Largo, just outside of Tampa Bay, also spelled, wow, this just, oh, I should have read all of this before I printed it out. Also spelled poliorectus.
Okay.
Agagrus. And Shisterakius. I probably butchered all three of those.
Great words.
To correctly take home the $50,000 cash prize.
We have great words. We have the best words.
The best words. Previously, Shea competed in the National Spelling Bee twice in 2019 when he tied for 51st place, and in 2021 where he tied for 76th place. So this is...
He's a vet.
Perseverance,
He's a vet.
Yeah, crafty. Aside from spelling, Shaw also loves math and social studies and likes to solve math problems and watch historical fiction movies in his free time. Couldn't have just said movies. You had to make the kids seem like a dork, huh?
Not, as if winning the spelling bee wasn't enough. They just went ahead and put the whole hat on him.
Historical fiction movies.
Which historical fiction movies? There, I mean,
National Treasure.
It's a very small subgenre of film, historical fiction movies.
Mm-hmm. It's National Treasure. It's Indiana Jones.
Is he watching Man in the High Castle? Is that his go-to show?
He also plays tennis and the cello. His favorite athlete is Roger Federer. His favorite game is Wordle. No surprise there.
Not surprised.
And his favorite movie, I'm going to let you guess. This could go horribly wrong. It is a recent movie, the last 5 years, nominated for a lot of Oscars.
A recent movie, last 5 years, nominated for a lot of Oscars.
Somewhat related to music.
Yeah. Somewhat related to music. I'm drawing a blank.
Okay.
I have no idea.
I didn't give you very good clues. I'll be completely honest. La La Land.
La La Land. Okay.
It almost won Best Picture.
It's not in my wheelhouse of movies to see.
Oh, you don't pop on and watch Ryan Gosling save jazz?
No. Actually, here's a fact about me. I actually hate jazz music.
Oh.
Yeah.
Let me pick at this scab. Why? Yeah.
So I don't know what it is, but when jazz starts playing, it makes me angry. I get...
A lot of people, it relaxes them.
No, it makes me mad.
Is it the disorganization of it all?
It's the disorganization. Okay. It sounds just like a cacophony of instruments clanging together. And I get upset when I hear jazz music. I do not like it.
Hmm.
So any movie about jazz music, I'm staying away.
Okay, that's fair. You're not obligated.
The other, there was a girl from Nebraska who was in the spelling bee. She's only 11 years old.
11?
Yeah,
wow.
she was in the spelling bee. I think she got out somewhere in the middle of the competition, but like to make it to the national bee at 11, that's pretty impressive.
Congratulations. Finally, we end in Maryland. Did you have a senior prank at your school there, John?
We didn't have an official senior prank.
Okay. Is there something you and the fellas did?
Yeah, so this is actually a fantastic story, and it's probably one of the greatest pranks that you've ever heard of.
Well, I'm glad I asked.
So I grew up in Springfield, Nebraska for my high school years, which is the town south of the Omaha area, Platteview High School. And it's not an urban environment. There's a lot of farmland around there. And so one night out driving on the country roads, we came across this white van that was like parked off in the weeds. And it appeared as though someone had been living in this van.
Oh.
That's out in the country. Like it's just out in the middle of nowhere, off the side of the road.
Van life.
Right. Someone's living in this van. So we got very curious about it. We're kind of looking around. The doors were open. We looked inside.
Oh.
Like checked it out. And then so we went back and told a bunch of our friends, like, hey, we found this van. Like, somebody's living in this van. Like, this is very strange. Then we got the bright idea that, so everybody wants to see it, right? We decided that one of us would go and sit in the van and jump out and scare everyone.
Sure.
When they all came to check it out. And there's like, this is a big group of friends, like 15 people, right? Guys and girls all together. So I was the nominee to go and sit in the van.
You were the one that they said, okay, if John gets murdered, it's fine.
Yes, this is okay.
Okay.
So I put on some old ratty clothes. I had a zip up hoodie with the sleeves ripped off and some torn up jeans.
As you do.
And I had a metal softball bat, and the signal was going to be, they were going to walk up to the back window of the van and shine a flashlight in there. And that was going to be the signal to jump out. So everybody comes out. I come busting out of the back door of this van, and there's like some junk and metal and things laying around. And I start banging on all this stuff with the bat. And there's an eruptive scream of 17-year-olds. And they all just start scattering, going in all directions. Somebody ran into the front of a pickup truck and went sliding underneath it on the gravel. A girl fell down, skidded along the gravel, and has huge scars on her kneecaps because she was running away scared and tripped and fell. One person ran like a half mile down the gravel road past all the cars, just running away, didn't bother getting into a car, just started running away. So two of my buddies circle back and pick me up, and we head back over to our one friend's house. Well, along the way, two other guys are out of their car along the road, like waiting to make sure everyone gets out of there safely. And they like flag us down, and I'm in the middle seat in my buddy's truck. So they like to keep the prank alive, they can't see me. So this is in the late 90s when you had the big CD case, right?
Oh yeah.
So I'm sitting in the middle. I bend all the way forward, and my buddy puts his giant CD case on my back and then puts his arm on it like it's the armrest. They never knew I was in there. We got like they came to the window, and they're like, "You know, what happened? Did you see that? That was crazy." Like, who was that guy? They never saw me in there. We kept it a secret. All this happened in the summer before our senior year. We kept it a secret, the four of us who were involved in the prank, all the way until the last day of school for seniors. Then we got everyone together and revealed that it was me in the white van who had scared everyone. And that was our big senior prank.
Well, we'll see how this ranks with it. A Maryland high school has been listed on for sale on Zillow for an unbelievably low price and what some believe could be a senior prank. The hell else could it be?
Yeah, the school district didn't just put the building up for sale on Zillow.
The Meade Senior High School in Fort Meade, Maryland is listed online for $42,000. I'm sorry, $42,069.
Of course.
Write that out in a piece of paper and you'll understand.
$42,069, you get it.
On Tuesday, May 23rd, according to metadata captured by Zillow, a spokesperson for the school district says that the school is not up for sale.
Oh, to be the reporter calling the superintendent of schools at Fort Meade.
Question for you.
Sir? Is the school, in fact, for sale? School's not for sale.
Thank you. Meade Senior High School measures 12,458 square feet, includes 20 bedrooms, 15 full bathrooms, a spacious kitchen and dining room, an unfinished basement, 100 parking spots, a private basketball court, a multi-use turf field, and private study, according to the fake listing, which is listed as for sale by owner with a phone number provided. This nice half-working jail is on sale for a steal. All 15 bathrooms come with sewage issues. The listing continues. The link to Zillow appears to have been deactivated. Shocker.
Yeah, it's a low-budget prank, but it's pretty good.
Yeah.
I like it.
When your prank goes somewhat viral national, some Yahoo and Omaha's reading about your senior prank, you did all right.
You did good.
You did all right, kid.
The price is the first tell, right? Like that's the first tell. That is absolutely something that a high school senior.
Mm-hmm. They won't know, guys. They won't know, guys. It'll be fine.
It'll be hilarious if we list it for $42,069.
Oh, that's it. Do it.
Oh, that's the odd news. More Connor Happer Show coming up. We're going to talk about the NHL. We're going to talk about the SEC. There's some news involving the SEC. And give you a little preview of the Stanley Cup Final, which gets started tomorrow between Florida and Las Vegas. Halfway through, Connor Happer Show, 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.